Turn with me this morning to the 97th Psalm. 97th Psalm. Said the Lord reigneth. That's about enough said right there, really. Lord reigneth. Saw his t-shirt the other day. It said, I found Jesus. I see him every once in a while. Every time I do, I think this. I hope he's found you. Apostle Paul said that too and corrected it. Yeah. These signs are getting more and more plentiful too. Said, let him be Lord. That's what this just said here. He is Lord. He reigns. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. I guess it's one of my favorite subjects because it is definitely pointing out the sovereignty of the God that reigneth. No man can come unto him outside of calling upon the name of the Lord. Now, that just seems like that'd be simple, don't it? But natural man is in a state that he cannot call unless he find mercy. And he must find mercy or he can't find grace. Because mercy is the first grace. Clouds and darkness are around about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. Now that's the very reason that man cannot come to the Lord or find Jesus. He don't want nothing to do with this righteousness. And he certainly don't want anything to do with judgment. They run around bragging that they have no fear. And yet fear is all about them, or they wouldn't say they didn't have any fear. You know what they're doing? Just trying to convince themselves. We'll see this a little further. He said, a fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. It wasn't just good enough that it was in his presence, but the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. He's sovereign. He reigns. That's the way it started out. He reigned. There doesn't anything escape him. Not only that, but it was all foreordained that all these things would happen exactly as they do happen from before the foundation of the world. That fella said, I found Jesus. He don't understand that. You can just mark it down. It's a bad testimony. He said, the heavens declare his righteousness, and all people see his glory. And I believe that's so. All they do. But they won't all come to it. Oh, people go every day and say, well, I'm going to Colorado. What are you going up there for? See some of the Lord's great creation. All the beauty and the splendor and the glory. It is there. But the Lord's not in any of that. That's the problem. But men do see. He said, "Confounded be all they that serve graven images." This is really a turn here. That boast themselves of idols and worship Him, all ye gods. If it had any wisdom, it would. But they're eat up with worldly things. Mostly self. Said Zion heard. Yeah. Because God called out of people out of Zion and was glad. And the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgment. Because of thy judgment. We love the righteous judgment of the Lord. That's what causes man actually in the beginning when he sees the righteous judgment of God. He'll seek for mercy. He'll do it every time. If he really sees what is truth. O Lord, for thou, Lord, are high above all the earth. They are exalted far above all gods. He that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. There's plenty of light. There's always light in Goshen, but nowhere else. Darkness. The Lord is hid in darkness. Darkness round about. Unless that light would shine upon you and upon me. Do you have anything to do with that light shining? I don't care how often you study, how long you study. That light will not shine outside of the preaching of the truth gospel. And that gospel being that of Jesus Christ. The Lord reigneth. That's the gospel. It's good news to his people, but it's not very good news to anybody else, because always coming with that is judgment. Even to the people of the Lord, it's judgment, it's chastisement. It's going to turn him around. He'll keep working up on him if it be true. He preserveth the souls of the saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, and light is sown for righteousness and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. That's something to be thankful for, isn't it? If you can't remember that, that's for a short memory, isn't it? No, we don't have to keep reminding ourselves to remember. No, it's natural. It's natural. You continue to give him thanks. Go back up to this idea in the clouds and the darkness, second verse. Around about him, righteousness and judgment for his habitation. I've oftentimes went back to the Garden of Eden. Talked about the flaming sword and the cherubim placed there. Lest they'd go in and partake of the tree of life and live forever. Well, what he's talking about, they might go in and partake of it and live forever in their sinful state. And then we hadn't accomplished anything. We got the same old earth, even though it'd be a new one built, and if they could do that, then they'd enter in and partake of that and live in their sins forever. No, it's not going to happen. If the Lord doesn't call, it's not going to happen. Man not going to be saved outside of the calling of the Lord. Man's not going to just have a good testament down at the altar. All those kind of testaments, I'll tell you what they are, they're moral testaments. It's all right to be good and moral. People ought to all be that way, especially the people of God. But there isn't any saving grace in it. Because there isn't any calling. But then this way is guarded. I said God was sovereign. He has chosen him a people. Then it ain't going to change. I don't care how many teachers or Sunday schools you got. Because most of them are taught by people that don't have any fear to start with. That's the first thing to do, to get somebody new in the church, and we make him Sunday school teacher, and that'll keep him coming. Or we'll make him something. Next thing, I guess, would be make him a deacon. Put him on the deacon board and let him rule. They don't understand who's ruling. The Lord reigns. We don't need any deacon. If those people understand what the deacon is supposed to do, they wouldn't need any deacon. Because they wouldn't nobody want to be one. Go wait on the tables. Take care of the poor and needy. No, they'd rather have that name set in high place. Only people God can set in high place. Up high and lifted up where the Lord is. Set in high place. Go in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. This is a familiar piece of scripture, I'm sure, to all of you. He said, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. As we've received mercy, we faint not. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the true, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And it seems like what it's saying too, everybody that's not lost is seeing. It's not hidden. It's open. He said, in whom, now this is the reason that the gospel is hid. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Why? Because they got their God. They got their gods. And they've got their God. And they don't need any other. They're doing quite well. He in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, it says lest. That same thing said back in the garden. It said lest they see. Well, their eyes are blind. Why are they blind? Because that's the nature of man. That's his very nature. Unless God would shine the light upon a man, he won't see. He's bound up. You might change this and say, in order not. This lest could be in order not to. You can go look that word up in dictionary, by the way, if you'd like to. That's what it means. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. In other words, they cannot have this thing that they don't cry for in a plea of mercy. Call upon the name of the Lord, and thou shalt be saved. But don't do it in your arrogant, self-righteous state. It better be of a repentant nature. Lord, I need help. Get me out of this pit. He said, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. This is what it make a man do. Oh, we don't have self. That's what we need to get rid of. That's why we cried for mercy to start with, is get rid of self. It's got an old conscience that just eat on you and eat on you and eat on you. And you might get over it for a little while and it'll work on you again. Bound in misery and strife and no hope. But who wants to be a servant? That's what I just said about the deacons a while ago. Who wants to be a servant? Apostle Paul spoke oftentimes about being in bondage, but he was a free man. But he was a servant of all. Now, who's that the image of? Jesus Christ Himself. He who came to be a servant of all. And yet, He reigned over everything. Sovereign. Nothing escapes Him. He planned it every bit out before the foundation of the world. And there's some, unless they hear the gospel, they'd come in, but they're barred. You're not going to walk that aisle and get salvation. It won't get you. Or you can bow down anywhere you want to. You can do whatever you want to do. If the Lord doesn't call, then there is also another call, and you must call upon the name of the Lord. But man must. But what's he want? Bunch of good stuff? No, he's looking for mercy. Judgment. Righteousness and judgment. And then mercy. You know, this Bible's full of more judgment than anything else. I mean, you can't hardly read very many verses until you find it again. Judgment, judgment, judgment. But you know what it does for the people of God? It causes them to look up for mercy. And we continue to cry, mercy. Man isn't saved. He ain't going to be crawling for mercy until he gets in trouble. He said, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's where the glory is in it. This is what true knowledge is. That you see the light. And where is the light? In the face of Jesus Christ. That's the only place it can be found. You might go back and look again at verse 4. Paul's going to lump all the little gods together. He said, in whom the God, just one, of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Just lump all them little gods together. And it's just one. You can pick up rocks and worship them, and you can pick up this and worship this, and you can pick up that and worship that. But when it's all put together, it's just the God of this world, the devil himself. And that's what people are worshiping today to the extent that some of them say, we'll just worship the devil. And that's good enough for us. And they keep trying to put down that fear that's evident all about them. My goodness, you can't look at the creation of this world and not understand. Man say he don't understand, but he does understand. He really, deep down in his heart, he is fearful, but he won't come to the judgment. Because it is contrary to him. He is his own righteous judge. But may we look unto the righteous judge, the true God that reigneth.
There was a problem with the Jews of Jesus' day for the most part. Thankfully, again, there is always that remnant. But for the most part, what was it that they said? We will not have this man to rule over us. As bad as they hated the Roman yoke, they would rather have Rome to rule over them than Jesus. And that's the way it is with sinful man. He always will choose Satan over God if given a choice. God has given man choice, hasn't he? Right from the very beginning. But that's what it's all about. That's what he's given man a choice, is to show that he cannot, that he will not, bow down to the God of heaven except the Lord in his power. But thankfully, that's what it is. My people shall be willing when? In the day of my power. I was going through some stuff underneath this thing this morning. I run across this song that we sing in the Philippines a lot. Entitled, He Included Me. It really tells the story. And here's where it goes. It says, before the world began, God loved me then. He chose me for His own to heir a throne. His rich eternal love wrote my name above. So yes, He included me from eternity. No room to boast have I. The law said die. But God in wondrous grace come and took my place. Jesus Christ paid my debt one day, the only way. He died upon the tree to make me free. In pure and sovereign grace, Jesus took my place. He says, though in time the Spirit sought and grace was wrought, He took the Word of God, the mighty rod, He broke my stony heart and did faith impart. I've always meant to ask Brother Dexter Mallard gave me that song, and he's the one that started singing it over there. I've always kind of meant to ask him who wrote it, if he knew who wrote it. I don't know, maybe he wrote it, I don't know. But I keep forgetting to ask him. One day, one of these days, Lord willing, I'm going to ask him who wrote that song. Whoever did knew what they were talking about. And it is the story of the progression of God's salvation from the time that He wrote our names in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world to the time that He wrought that grace in our hearts by the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the Word. And from that time on, Christ became our Lord as well as our Savior. He does reign, doesn't He? And He must reign. All